I'm sure many of us have thought up a business idea or two, emu farming, soap making. I accept now that I will never be an artisan chocolate maker, that's fine. But most of us don't follow through. All the red tape and financial rules can seem very daunting. But in some countries, running a business is a way of life for many people. And if they're forced to flee their homes, for example, and move to a safer country, they often bring that entrepreneurial spirit with them. But what's it like trying to start a new business in a new country and maybe in a new language? Dina Petrakis is the Global Manager of the Ignite program run out of Settlement Services International, which supports refugees to get their business ideas off the ground. And Yari Bangura is one of the entrepreneurs participating in the Ignite program. She runs her own ginger tonic company called Auntie's Ginger Tonic. Welcome to you both.
Thank you.
Now, Yari, what was your introduction to business and entrepreneurship?
I grew up in a family of entrepreneurs. And so from my mom to my aunties, everybody was into business. So my environment was that business thinking like, and that's how we survive in our country, in my country, Sierra Leone. And so coming to Australia, I knew I wanted to give something back to this wonderful nation, but I didn't know what it was. And so after a few years later, I decided that I want to start a business as a way that I would bring something from my homeland into Australia and provide job opportunity for others, refugees and other Australians. And that was why I started my business, because I look at it as a way of giving back to the country that has given me second chance in life, and also to show my appreciation for being accepted in this country, yeah.
So, Dina, Yari's brought those fantastic skills with her and obviously the expectation and commitment of running a small business. Is that a common story across the participants in your program?
Absolutely. A lot of our entrepreneurs are new to Australia, but they're certainly not new to business. And they come with experiences that have already been shaped. What we try and do is harness that entrepreneurial spirit and the passion and make sure that it is well managed in an Australian context, which is really important, because it's one thing to have the passion and the skills and the experience, but unless you also understand the regulatory system that we have in Australia, you can find it very challenging to have a successful business. So when Yari came to us, and as you've heard, she's a very passionate and committed young woman who had her own business at 8 years old back in her home country, and she had this great business idea, we made sure that we provided her with a whole ecosystem of support to ensure that she will be able to develop her fledgling ginger tonic business, which is doing really well at the moment.
And Dina, tell us how the program came about. How did it grow from the germ of an idea into this practical example of support?
Oh my goodness, where to begin? Where to begin? It all started with a vision that Violet Romiliotis, who is the CEO of Settlement Services International, had. Her many years of experience working with refugees and migrants, she knew, and her own family background, that entrepreneurship was in the DNA of the people coming over. But there didn't seem to be any business or entrepreneurial program that really targeted the needs of that particular cohort. So with that idea, we looked at innovative practice and growing a program organically that was developed using what worked with the people we were working with. I was very fortunate that we weren't restricted to any particular model. We could develop the model based on what worked for our cohort. So over 5 years, we realized that what works with these people is a person-centered approach. So we align each entrepreneur with their own facilitator that follows them through their journey. The facilitator plays the role often of advocate, networker, providing connections. That's really, really important. We also have an amazing resource team of people that we've gathered. This consists of volunteers. They could be university interns and students, retirees who have had successful businesses and want to support others. We have commercial resource team, people who provide all their services for less than commercial rates, including lawyers, insurance brokers, customs agents, commercial lease experts, accountants. And so with that team, we link our entrepreneurs to each one to make sure they manage their business well.
And Yari, I wonder what kinds of challenges you felt you were facing when it came to starting your business, when you first decided that's what you wanted to do here?
I think first of all, with the challenges I had to face while starting up a business was getting the confidence within myself that I'm able to start a business here in Australia. And that comes with a lot of stigma and fear of how I came into Australia, because I am a former refugee. And so that was a barrier for me to break out of that fear that I'm able to start a business here. And so I had to fight that to claim that first, that I'm able. And afterwards, just to be seek opportunities on how, because with my fear, it comes back to me that I cannot dream far. And then also, I'm not rich enough to start a business here. So coming out of that and doing research of people that have had hard life and have started a successful business. And so I read a lot of stories like that from entrepreneurs all around the world. And I watch video talks. So this all the things I... all this research gave me courage, and I was also able to run focus group to make sure that people really want my product, and also give me that motivation to make sure that, yes, this is something I'm able to do. I've done my research. I know people want it, and I've done a little bit of work within myself, and so I'm ready to go.
And it sounds like it was great that the Ignite program didn't just say, here's a website, go and read some stuff, but they linked you up with particular people. Was that practical support useful in overcoming the particular challenges you faced?
Yes, it was. Like with the focus group, people might test your product and look at you and then say, it's good. But you don't know if it's good because people are not paying with their money. And so with Ignite's program, they were able to make sure that I go out into the market space, like market, weekend market, and then I start selling my product. And that's when really it was confirmed to me that I'm on something that people love and appreciate, because after 2 hours of me being in the market, the product sold out and it's become like a demand for it. So with Ignite program, they are always with us with whatever step we are taking. So even if it's meant going to the market, maybe Flemington market to shop for the ingredients, they will go with us like very early in the morning, like 5 a.m. in the morning, and go to the market, set it up and make sure we are used to the environment. We don't feel any intimidation or fear of I shouldn't be here in the market. They are the first customers and they help us set the gazebo and they stay there till we finish for that day, and they will do that for a while until we are confident enough to stay on our own. And which is like, I think for me, that is the most important thing, especially I believe in market. I believe like when you start a business, always test it with the people. Test it first without people paying the money, and then also test it with people paying money. And that's when you know that if it's a business that will survive. And that's what Ignite do for most of us who have like food business. Yeah.
I think it's great. They helped you put up the gazebo too. That's really hard.
Yes,
it is.
Yeah. I don't know how to put gazebo.
No. So Yari, tell me about the process of turning your family recipe into a business and how your aunts got involved.
The ginger beer is for back home is what we drink. And for me, you can find this drink in every celebration you go to, and it's cheap. So all these ingredients are at my grandmother's backyard. I was born in Freetown. And so going to my grandmother's village where my grandmother was, I was always looking forward to the natural food and the healthy drinks and all that, you know. And so for me, coming to Australia, I didn't just want to bring a business idea that had no meaning. I wanted to bring something that has connection from my homeland, and also to my great grandmother, who she lived up to 116 years old. And so I was always curious as a child that why does people live so long in my family, especially the people that lives in the village. And so I realized that these people eat from the natural food and whatever they grow. And so that is why I thought maybe that's, I want to bring something from my grandmother's backyard into Australia. And so that's how the ginger beer came along. The name, I couldn't think of any other name because usually this product is made by my aunties. And so with respect to that, I called it Auntie's Ginger Tonic because I felt like it's from my home. And for me, it was a pleasant memory when I thought of the idea of bringing ginger beer into ginger tonic into Australia. I just saw women sitting together with their Africana outfit, looking so bright and joyful and making this precious drink. And so that I couldn't just move away from that memory, from that picture. So I called it Auntie because it's personal, and then also it will also relate to other people out of my culture.
It's an old tradition taking root here. Now, Dina, this model of support program is being taken to Canada. Tell me about that.
Yes. About 2 years ago, I attended a Metropolis conference in Japan and gave a workshop on the program, and I had gone with Violet, and we were approached by a couple of, I think, high-level people in the Department of Immigration in Canada that were really interested in the workshop we gave on Ignite. So talks ensued, and 2 years later, I'm just about to get on a plane next Sunday and head off to Vancouver, where the government has funded an organization similar to SSI in Vancouver to pilot the Ignite program there. So it's exciting, it's exhilarating, it's a little bit nerve-wracking, but we're going to see how the program takes shape in a Canadian context. We also had the Minister for Immigration, the Honourable Mr. Hussein, visit our Ignite office last year as well, so he's very excited about it too.
That must be a big high five to you, thinking that you're probably doing a great thing. Now, Yari, I'd like to finish up by asking what your ultimate hope is for your business. Are you going to export to the world?
Yes, my aim is to go nationally and also all over Australia and internationally. And I am also now working on the second part of it to increase the different, have different varieties. So I'm working closely with Ignite on that as well, just to bring different flavors as well to join the one mix that I have at the moment. And also I want to inspire people because I think there's a lot of people out there who is like being refugee and non-refugee who want to start a business but have fear of they have personal fear or fear. I want to like break down of that, gap that people can start a business. It doesn't matter your background or your family history or what you have been through. If you want something, you can work towards it and make sure you have the right people on board to start a business.
I look forward to seeing huge billboards with Auntie's Ginger Tonic all around the world. Thank you both so much. Dina, good luck in Canada
too. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Dina Petrakis is the Global Manager of the Ignite program run out of Settlement Services International, and Yari Bangura is an entrepreneur and participant in the program, and her business is a ginger tonic company called Auntie's Ginger Tonic. And you're with Life Matters on RN. I'm Hilary Harper.